Yeah, hi, this is Mike Swanson, Wall Street Widow. I got a special guest with me today. It's Victor Riesco of the Global Trading Pad. How you doing, Victor?
Hello, Mike. I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's been a little while since we've done an interview together. I went out of town and had a cold the past couple of weeks. So I thought I'd catch up with you and see what you think about the stock market. You know, we've been going straight up now since the beginning of the year, and you do more than stocks, too. You do currency trades and futures and Forex and all sorts of stuff. So curious what kind of opportunities you're seeing right now for trading.
Sure. Well, last time we spoke, Mike, we both were not very, you know, sure about the market. We thought maybe it was going to move a little bit higher. Basically, was taking profits. That was, I think that was in early February or late January, last time we spoke. And then the market kept going up, actually more than what I expected. When, you know, it went over the last year highs, and without correcting, we just paused a little bit, went sideways, but it never really corrected. And I actually, well, I've been bearish on the stock market for the last 3 weeks, I would say. And actually just closed the trade just now in the euro yen, which is very similar to the S&P, how it moves. It's kind of like a risk on, risk off trade. And that currency pair really went parabolic in January. And it was really, really overbought. And I took kind of like a contrarian trade, and it dropped quite a bit. Today it dropped a lot. I you know, cashed in some profits. I took a trade on the S&P 500, which I got stopped out when it went over last year highs. But I'm also long the VXX, which is the volatility index, that kind of like the VIX. It was really low, and I bought it, you know, thinking if we get some correction, volatility was probably going to spike up. And also, I was seeing some positive, you know, technical divergences on it. And I think today I'm going to have a pretty good day. The S&P futures are now down almost 14 points. So probably the VIX is going to spike up pretty hard, which it does when the market gets weak.
Well, we've seen some weakness in the stock market this week. Do you think that's finally the start of the pullback that we've been kind of looking for at some point this year?
Yes, I think a lot of, you know, negative divergences built up during the last month. For example, the small cap stocks, the Russell 2000 was really underperforming and kind of breaking down. Before the bigger stocks, and I've been monitoring that for a while now. Also, you see the Dow Jones Transports Index. If you know the Dow theory, they should be confirming the new highs in the industrials, and actually they were falling. They have been falling since early February, and actually now they're trading below their 50-day moving average. So there were a lot of, you know, signs. But overall market, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, and New York Stock Exchange were really strong. But I think there was just too much optimism. I don't think the world is that great, or it was that bad as it was in August last year. And it always surprises me how fast the market, it goes from, you know, we're going to die mentality to everything's great and buy stocks and with no care about, you know, the valuations or you know, technical, you know, conditions. So I think we're gonna get a pullback. I think I'm looking for a 4-5% pullback today. I would like to see the S&P 500 close below 1353. For that will be kind of like a really strong signal that we're gonna fall quite a bit, and I wouldn't be surprised if we hit 1320. Or even 1292 in this correction.
But you said earlier, you know, that you're kind of getting bearish on the market, and we're talking about the possibility of a pullback. If this were to happen, do you think this is the start of a bear market, or just a correction in a continuing bull market?
Those like classic bull markets that of before, that those really rallies that lasted a lot of years, like it was from 1982 to the year 2000. I don't think we're in that type of secular bull market, but we are in a kind of bullish, we get these kind of bullish transitions that last maybe 6 months, a year, kind of like, then we get a correction. But I'll see, like, for the moment, I'll see like a really big bear market. I'm just looking for a correction, and everything happens really fast. So I think you have to be kind of really nimble right now. But I'll see like the market crashing lower still. Like I don't think we're gonna get below August 2000 lows in any time soon. At least that's what I think right now. But the world economy is not fixed at all. It's just kicking the can with monetary easing and more debt. One day it has to explode. But to tell you when it's gonna happen, that's really tough. But the market's gonna tell you if things are gonna get really ugly. So for now, it looks to just like a correction for me.
Well, going forward over the next month or 2 months, are there any things that you're looking at that you think will line up to be a good potential trade?
Well, I think if you've been following leading stocks, stocks are having great momentum and great earnings and sales growth. I think this pullback, if it happens, it's going to give you a really good chance to enter those things at a really good, better prices than now. And any stock like right now in particular, I'm not really looking at. Last time we talked, I was in a couple of trades in Alexion Pharmaceuticals, which are two profits. Which is a stock that I would look again to buy it if we get a good correction. It's been doing great. But I'm just going to say what I said last time. I would just stick to quality, stick with, companies that are making good profits, that are, accelerating their earnings, that have really strong fundamentals, return over equity, hopefully low debt. I would just focus on those stocks and buy them if there's a pullback, which I think is going to happen.
Well, as we wrap up today's interview, could you quickly tell people where to go to get more information from you?
Sure. Please visit my site, globaltradingpat.com. All of these trades I'm talking about for my paid subscribers, I post it on the site, with entries, stops, I monitor the positions and send updates on them. But also, if you just want to, get a little bit more information for your trading, I also post a lot of, useful information for free. And there's a free newsletter, so, visit the site and hopefully subscribe.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk, everybody. We'll definitely do a follow-up interview in the future.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure talking to you.